CSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's an Australian national, and we've spoken much of AUKUS over these last months, and we're looking now for its facts. So we come to a Dateline Washington. This is Defense News. The U.S. Department of Defense asked Congress to authorize the transfer of two nuclear-powered submarines to Australia as part of the trilateral AUKUS agreement. These are legislative proposals. Representative Joe Courtney of Connecticut, the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, Sea Power Panel, praised the proposals in a statement to Defense News. It goes on to say that AUKUS stipulates that Australia will buy at least three and as many as five Virginia-class submarines in the 2030s as part of the phase two of the agreement. Gregory, I stop there because there's a photograph accompanying showing the Secretary of Defense on top of a Virginia-class submarine. So it looks like AUKUS is proceeding. No bumps. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say no bumps, but it is definitely proceeding at a significant level operationally. The militaries of Australia, the United States, and the United Kingdom are working extremely closely toward building this capability. Now, yes, it'll give initially Australia up to five Virginia-class SSNs, ex-US Navy stock, and this will bring in about $25 to $30 billion in hard currency, which will go straight into the U.S. shipbuilding program, because the money that's coming in from Australia will fund the production of more modern versions of the Virginia SSNs. And that's going to be significant because the U.S. Navy is now getting up to its operational speed of about 60 SSNs total, nuclear attack submarines total in the fleet. That's not counting the boomers, the big ones that carry submarine-launched ballistic missiles. So just 60 or so SSNs, and that'll probably go up to 70, 72 in the coming years, which is an unparalleled fleet in the world. That's the real advantage over the People's Liberation Army, Navy of China. So this is going to be very significant, and it will give Australia a much greater cohesive capability to project power in the Indo-Pacific. But we're not going to see the transfer of those Virginias for, I would say, 2, 3, 4 years, possibly. They're building up the bases. They're doing the training even now. The Australians are working with the British on the next generation submarine, which will be built in the United Kingdom and Australia, which will be the so-called AUKUS SSN, which will be a nuclear attack submarine smaller than the Virginia class, which will be built in Australia and also be built in the US, in the UK, to replace the Astute class SSN. So things are really moving rapidly there. But also, while this is all going on, the pillar two of AUKUS, the second stage of AUKUS, is in the transfer of technologies to and from Australia. And that includes some really advanced hypersonic technologies, really advanced artificial intelligence, and then other weapons capabilities where Australia, in fact, has the technological advantage. So this is going to be a very, very cooperative agreement. Now, what we're finding is that the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Australia are not looking at the broader aspects and possibilities of AUKUS, which is to really project power through the middle and second half of the 21st century. They see AUKUS as fulfilling a short-term military gap, but the reality is it does a lot more than that if the politicians will allow it to do so.
Checking on the politicians in Australia, has there been any loud voice against this plan? We have about a minute.
The only voices against the plan have been coming from politicians who are associated with the People's Republic of China, the former Prime Minister Paul Keating and former Foreign Minister Bob Carr. They're the leading voices against AUKUS. But the interesting thing is that Australia has been a country which has refused to mention the word nuclear for the past 50 years, and they have now embraced the acquisition of nuclear propulsion technology, which will ultimately help create a nuclear energy industry in Australia, which may save the government from its green energy policies, which are raising electricity costs and causing massive disruptions to the Australian economy.
So I put down Prime Minister Albanese as for AUKUS. He stays firm with AUKUS despite his party's remarks.
Oh, yes. Prime Minister Albanese is behind AUKUS. He's attempted to make it his own, even though it was created by the previous government, a Conservative government. But he's now made it his own. I think he's going as far as he should or could with it, but the government is behind AUKUS at this stage. But they're not, they're hedging their bets when it comes to China at the same time.
Gregory Copley, Defence and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.